It may be the last long, lazy days of summer, but we are at the start of prime political season in Massachusetts. Right now, the 10th Congressional District has become one of the most competitive political races. Two Democrats and four Republicans are vying for the seat of retiring Congressman William Delahunt. The GOP race is particularly heating up. State Representative Jeff Perry found himself on the defensive about his record while he was a Wareham police officer during a debate on New England Cable News last night. Perry acknowledged that he made some mistakes.
I was 23 years old. I was a new police officer. So if you think, or if anyone thinks, my opponent or the media or the folks watching, that I'm sitting here saying I was a perfect police officer, I wasn't. I was a young guy. I did the best that I could. Sure, I made mistakes as a police officer, and I've learned from them.
For a check on the race, we're joined by our regular political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning.
Morning, Deb.
Also, Republican Todd Domke. Todd, good morning to you.
Good to be with you.
Dan, let's start with you. How important is the 10th Congressional District race? It is getting some national attention. Big?
Well, it's important for several reasons. It's an open seat. There's no incumbent. Bill Delahunt is retiring. Secondly, it's a congressional district that could be crucial in determining the makeup of the House. Will the House stay Democratic or go Republican? It's a district that trends Republican, as you pointed out, with Scott Brown's numbers. But the last two congressmen in that district were Democrats, Bill Delahunt and before him Gary Studs.
The race is also important to the state, to Republicans and independents and even some Democrats who want to see it become a true two-party state. If Republicans gain this toehold, winning one of the 10 congressional districts, that will mean more candidates coming forward next time. So those who want it to remain a one-party state hope that Scott Brown's victory in the special Senate race was a fluke, but many of us hope it was the beginning of a new era of real two-party competition.
Let's talk about the Republican candidates in this race. There's former State Treasurer Joe Malone, and then there's current State Representative Jeff Perry. And let's talk about Perry to start, because several scandals have plagued him, the most recent of which are court documents that the Boston Globe obtained in a lawsuit against the Wareham Police Department over alleged illegal strip searches. And apparently the police chief at the time said that Perry couldn't be trusted. How damaging is that?
Well, he said, among other things, that Perry couldn't be trusted with a gun. And for a police officer to say that is pretty damning. It's possible that Jeff Perry, when he was a police officer and he witnessed an illegal strip search of two teenage girls, it's possible he could ride out that storm, even though the person who'd performed the strip search that he was supervising went to jail. But Perry somehow survived. He even called his work good police work. But then he has this other new problem, which is having a 3.8 grade point average from a diploma mill. I mean, this place was a post office box in Louisiana, and it makes the Ajax School of Trucking look like Oxford. And, you know, then the latest revelation, they got passed over for a promotion by a superior because the superior said he couldn't tell the whole truth.
Earlier in the campaign, there was kind of a drip, drip, drip of revelations about Perry's police scandal. Now it is a flood. Every time he answers a question about a scandal, it raises new questions because he keeps contradicting himself. This recent one about the fake diploma from a fake college, that got through to a lot of people finally. It was a complete fraud. No faculty, no campus, no accreditation. His story is that he was suckered, as he put it, into sending a few $1,000 to buy this quickie diploma through the mail, that he was a victim of misleading advertising. Now, that must have been a very persuasive matchbook. But you would think a police officer might be a little suspicious and do a little investigating.
But, you know, he's also got support. He's got support from former Governor Mitt Romney. He's got support from Senator Scott Brown. Don't they stand to get embarrassed by all of these scandals?
Well, they will be more embarrassed if he wins the primary and they have to continue to support him and raise money for him. I mean, they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for him. That's the only reason he's a credible candidate at this point.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is taking a tremendous risk here in sticking with his endorsement of this guy. But he's doing it to pay back Joe Malone, who's the other Republican in the race. Malone did not support Romney for president. In fact, he went to New Hampshire and campaigned for Rudy Giuliani in New Hampshire. Then when Giuliani dropped out, Malone still didn't support Romney. He supported McCain. And so this is Romney's way of paying Malone back for deserting him.
Let's talk about Joe Malone. He certainly does have a political scorecard here that could come back to haunt him in a race. And there are some who say that he's damaged goods. What do you think, Dan?
Well, when he left as treasurer, there was a scandal involving the misuse of millions of dollars. Malone has said it's just a couple of bad apples, that otherwise his record was clean and clear. The Globe has raised questions about his business acumen. You know, he's started and lost money and lost several businesses. So he is a candidate who's got baggage, too. It's not quite as much as Jeff Perry, but he's no ideal alternative to Perry.
Well, actually, I think he is a strong alternative and a strong candidate. When he was state treasurer, he cut operating expenses 62%. Now, not too many public officials can claim that. He saved millions with the pension funds, millions with the lottery, and he took on the establishment in trying to reform his office and succeeding.
Well, let's talk about the two Democrats, Dan Norfolk County, D.A. William Keating, State Senator Robert O'Leary. Very low-key at this point on the Democratic side.
The district is divided between the Cape, which is represented by O'Leary, and Norfolk County and the South Shore, which is considered Keating's territory. So turnout could make a big difference. That's going to be a close, hard-fought campaign.
Both Democratic candidates seem kind of bland. That is not disqualifying, but they don't seem to be generating...
Well, compared to the Republican.
Yeah, they're not as colorful.
That's right. That's true. But beyond that, you do want some inspiration from a leader. Bill Keating on his website advertises that as a state senator... Back in the day, he stood up to former State Senate President Billy Bulger. He said he risked everything. But I think it's a great message for voters this year that they should support candidates who will stand up to the Democratic leaders of the legislature. In other words, vote Republican.
Well, it's interesting that Cape Wind has emerged as an issue in the Democratic primary. Actually, it's an issue in both races, except that on the Republican side, both candidates are against it. On the Democratic side, O'Leary is against it, which surprised a lot of environmentalists. And Keating has come out as the only person who's for Cape Wind. So Cape Wind, which was also an issue in a gubernatorial debate recently, right, might emerge as a political issue for lots of campaigns.
All right. Dan Payne, Democratic political consultant. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke, thanks to you as well.
Good to be with you.